Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to church. I am really impressed today with people coming early to church and being here. Maybe my watch is a little bit slow, but it's great to see you all here ready to go. Wonderful. The Lord be with you. It's great. Well, today is a very, very special day. Today we have our young people involved with us in the church service today. So thank you. It's a really special moment for us to have you here with us. It reminds us that we're all one big family, and both young and old, and we all love Jesus, and we want to worship him and live life God's way. So thanks for being a part of today's service with us. So Charlie and Naomi and Erwin and Manette and Anthony and Viddy will be up the front here helping out in the service during the time, reading the scriptures to us and leading us in our time of prayer today. So it's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship. Please stay for morning tea afterwards and continue the fellowship afterwards. Today helping me in the service will be Rosemary and Youngland and Sam, and very shortly we're going to sing our very first song. But today we're just going to focus on what the kids have been learning in kids' church, especially the younger kids, the little ones, the Ten Commandments. So we're going to be reminded of those ten great commandments that God gave to us and why God actually gave them to his people. Our mission focus for this month has been thinking about two things. The work of Scripture in our local public schools at Russell Lee and at Abbotsford, and the Scripture teachers that teach, Fiona, myself and others from the Presbyterian Church. So be mindful of them and praying for them, and also for chaplains in our local Anglican schools. In particular, we think of Trinity and Meriden and that are fairly close to us, but other Anglican schools. The sentence for the scripture today comes from the Bible, and let me read it out to you. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, you've gathered us together this morning in obedience to your word, to encourage one another to live life your way according to your word, the Bible. May what we do be pleasing in your sight, and upon leaving here, all glad that we came. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Well, let's stand and sing our very first song, How Good It Is.
Oh, how good it is.
take a moment just to turn around again, as we normally do each Sunday, just to greet the people near about you and to say good morning. Welcome to church. The Lord be with you and also with you. Please take a seat. A little into the service, the kids have been in the Lily group, the preschool group, have been learning the Ten Commandments with some sign languages, and they've had a video clip to actually help them to do just that. And we're going to do that very shortly as well. So as she takes us through what the kids are learning, I get involved with doing the signs and the symbols to help us to remember the Ten Commandments. There's no exam at the end or no test, but we can see how much we can remember. But before we do, we've come together as the Church of God, and the reason why we've come together is to fix our eyes on Jesus, to think about Jesus and what it means to live life his way. The pioneer and the perfecter of faith, to encourage one another, to hold fast to the hope he has given us, and to spur one another on to love and good deeds. So let's affirm with Christians across the ages what we believe about God and his love for us as we remain seated. Together, with all Christians everywhere, we believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father who made everything sent his Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus rose again as Lord of all, and will return in glory to judge and save. God sent his Holy Spirit to live in us, that we might grow to be more like Jesus. Amen.
Do not lie. Can you cover your mouth? Hey guys, today I wanted to make a quick video. I was chatting with some ladies on Instagram, and we were talking about wanting to teach our kids the Ten Commandments. So today I'm just going to go through and show you guys how we teach our kids the Ten Commandments, and maybe it'll help you teach your kids. So for number one, first commandment, okay, we're going to hold up a finger and say, no other gods, shake our head, except for me. And we're going to point up and look up to heaven.
No other gods except for me.
Alright, number two. The second one, we're going to take two different hands. Okay, so this is the second commandment. And we're going to say, do not make for yourself an idol. Okay, and we're going to pretend that this is a little person and they're bowing down to a false god.
Do not make for yourselves an idol.
Can you do that one? Can you hold up two fingers? There you go. Good job. Number three. Okay, the third commandment, do not take the Lord's name in vain. Okay, so we're going to hold up three to symbolize the third commandment, but then we're going to remind ourselves that God is three in one. Okay, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So this is the Trinity. Okay, so we're going to say, do not take the Lord's name in vain, and we're going to cover our mouths. Not take
the Lord's name in vain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number four. For the fourth one is honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Okay, so we're going to take our four fingers and turn it into a pillow. And we're going to pretend that we're resting on our pillow. Remember
the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Good. Okay, number five is honor your mother and your father, or your father and mother. So for number five, this is the sign language for father. Okay, and mother. So for number five, we say honor your father and your mother. Honor your
father and your mother.
Good. Okay, number six, this is do not murder. Okay, so for number six, we're actually gonna use our thumb for our sixth finger, and we're gonna take it back on ourselves and kind of poke ourselves in the chest here. Okay, so number six is do not murder.
Number six.
Do not murder. Murder, yeah. Number seven. Number seven is do not commit adultery. Okay, so we're gonna pretend that these are mom and daddy over here, and that these are the little kids. And we're going to teach the children that mommy and daddy stay together. Okay? So do not commit adultery.
Number seven.
Okay. Do not commit
adultery.
Yeah. So mommy and daddy stay together, right? And there's the little kiddos. All right. Number eight. Number eight says do not steal. Okay. So we're going to take our hand over here and we're going to pretend like we're stealing these three fingers. Okay. So do not steal. Number eight. Do not steal.
Do not steal.
Good. Number nine is do not lie. So it's similar to number three. We're going to take both hands and cover our mouths. Do not lie. Can you cover your mouth? Okay, the last one was a little bit harder for my kids to remember the word, but they love doing the motions. So number 10 is do not covet. Okay, so for covet, you know, teaching my kids the idea of just wanting things that other people have and not being thankful or not being content with what you have. The whole idea of just wanting more and more and more. So for number 10, we say, do not covet. And we pretend to, you know, grab everything that we can get.
Number 10, do not covet.
I guess I'll do it one more time, just real quick. I'll run through it a little bit faster this time. Number one, no other gods except for me. Do not make for yourself an idol. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Honor the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not covet. All right, so hopefully that'll be helpful for your family. And you know, it's been helpful for us just to reiterate, you know, these are God's standards and we want to obey him because we love him. Our love for God motivates us to want to obey him because we love him. It's not a legalistic thing. You know, we can't earn our salvation. We can't make God love us more than he already does. But we want to be motivated out of our love for God to obey him. And teaching the Ten Commandments is a good place to start. So anyways, I hope that was helpful. And have a wonderful day. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Come up very shortly over here and read the Bible to us. But before we do, let's pray. Let me pray this prayer. Gracious God, your word is alive and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. Today, when we hear your voice, deliver us from hardness of heart. Help us to put away everything that keeps us from persevering in your way for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Charlie and Naomi, would you like to come up and read for us?
Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 6 to 21, and chapter 6, verses 4 to 7. Please follow along on the screen or just listen in.
God said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven, above or on the earth, beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold any guiltless who misuse his name.
Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest, as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
You shall not murder.
You shall not commit adultery.
You shall not steal.
You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not set your desire on your neighbor's house or land, his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Charlie. Today we're looking at the Ten Commandments, and we're thinking about what they actually mean for us today. And so, in the past, who knows what this is? Who can tell me what this is? It was used. What is it? It's a treasure map, all right? It's a treasure map. It's a map that we would use. Maps are things that we end up using to find, to get to things, to go to locations. Who remembers these things? The younger people are going, what's that? The older people, what are these? What books are these? Sorry, what are they? Street directories, that's right. Now, I can remember the one on the blue on the right-hand side, but there'll be a few of you that might be able to remember the brown one as well, too. They're Gregory Street Directories. Young people, we used to not have these things here called Google Maps, all right? We actually used to have to drive and illegally look at a book and try and remember the map and the street to get to a location back and forth. It was really, really hard. We didn't have Siri to sort of tell us how to go or which way to go, which way to the left too. So they were the things that were used in the past. And now for maps to get to a different direction, to get to somewhere in a location, we use Google Maps, or, well, I do, and I've got it on the car and guides us to where we have to go. If we don't have a map, or if we don't have a book or guidelines for telling us where to go, if we have to get to somewhere, or even how to live life, you know, it's really difficult. We live in a world today where, and as it has been in the past, where there are lots of voices telling us to live this way or to live this way. And even voices within ourselves telling us, is it really right to live God's way? When everyone else is living this way. And so there's difficulty to know which way to go. And if we don't know which way to go and we don't have directions and we don't know how to live in life, it can be all these things. We can feel confused, we can feel unsure, we can feel unclear, perplexed, disorientated and bewildered, all these things. And ultimately, if we don't have a map of some sort, a guide, a book, something, someone to tell us how to live life God's way, we feel, and if we say no to it, we feel very much lost, don't we? Lost and without directions. In the past, God spoke to his people in many and various ways through the prophets, in a way that you are hearing my voice today. Amazing. God spoke and his people heard. And then they passed that on and spoke more, and they passed on directions to each other, and things were learned orally. And then there came a time when God's people were to move out of Egypt, out of being slaves to other people, and move into their own promised land that God had promised that he would give to them, called the Promised Land, or Israel. And so a time came for God to set Moses to write down his laws and his commandments, because God's people were special people. Special not because of anything to do with them but because God had chosen them to be a blessing to the rest of the world. Not to be blessed and think about how good we are, we're blessed, we're God's special people. Yes, to think about that, we are very special, especially when we don't feel special, but we're special for a purpose, to be a blessing to the world around about us, to be that instructor to the world and to each other of how to live according to the Maker's instructions. And so God gave originally his word in writing and then the Ten Commandments. As God's people moved out of Egypt into their own promised land, they were given the Ten Commandments. And there's logic in the Ten Commandments. I don't know if you realize this, but there's logic in it. Now, I'm sorry that the writing's quite small, but to fix it all in, but the very first commandment is, I am the Lord your God, God says, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Why did this commandment come first? It may seem logic, but it's God actually telling his people his relationship with them. He's telling us his relationship with us. God is God, and we belong to God. God made us, and God has brought us into relationship. He is the one who saved us, and that's what he's saying, and we belong to God. So if we were originally listening as an Israelite, we'd be thinking, yes, that's true. God has saved us. God has brought us. God has made us his own people. And this is how we still apply the commandments today to ourselves. We belong to God. We are his children. And so the very first commandment is about God's relationship with you and with me. It's putting down the grounds. These commandments are for God's glory and for your benefit. The second one and the third one are about your relationship with God. And so you shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Jealous is a good word, actually, in the text, in the context of the scriptures and how they're doing. It means you belong to God. I belong to God. God is saying to us, you're mine. You are my privileged possession there to do good things for you. It's that it ought to be that same relationship of trust between a husband and a wife. It's that this is the right thing to be one together, not separate. And so God is saying, this is the reason being, is that we belong to him. Punishing the children of this for the sin of the parents. Parents, again, we've been reminded here, the parents have a responsibility to help their children to honor God in this way. And the reason why it's an image too, is that we can't make any image of God that is perfect. And so if we make an idol or a statue, or we say something, oh, this is God, or this helps me to know what God is, even a statue or an image of some sort, what it actually does is it makes our concept of God, as he has revealed it already about himself in his word, smaller and less. Whatever we make is never going to be enough compared to what God has actually said about himself. So it's best not to have an image. Don't have an image, God says. Don't have a statue. Don't, because what ends up happening is that we end up seeing it as being God. And the best way of doing that, of working out if it's become a God or not, take it away and throw it away. All right? Or let somebody take it away. And if it becomes something that, oh, I need that to be there, it's become an idol. Okay? All right? And the third one is, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Again, it's like the father and mother, honor. We're in that relationship with God. We're to honor God. We're to give him his respect and his due and honor him by not using his name in vain. We can joke about this, but really, I hear in my circles of the worlds I live in, you hear them misusing God's name. Christians, we brothers and sisters, we should never be misusing God's name. And so, how would you like your name being used the same way that people use our Lord Jesus' name, God's name, in the same context. We wouldn't like it either. And so it's about reminding us of the relationship that we have with God. That's the second and the third commandment. The fourth commandment comes as a reminder of our relationship with both God's self and others. Here we are starting to see how the commandments are helping us to be reminding that we are blessed, but we're blessed to be a blessing. And so the Sabbath day is a day of rest. For the Jew or for the Israelite, it was a set day and a set time from the end of the day of Friday through to the early mornings of the Sunday, and no work was done in it at all. But the same principle applies for us today in a similar way, is that we need to rest. We're not made to work 24/7. And it's nothing to admire in a person if they say they work 24/7. It's nothing to be proud of, especially as Christians, to say, oh, I continually work. I work and work and work and work and work, never have a day of rest. All right? There's nothing honourable about that. It's disobedient. You need a day of rest. You need to stop and do nothing and rest, but not do nothing. It says you take it as a day to rest, relax, but to think about God. It's difficult for me. It's not the Sunday only, because I work on the Sunday. Right? But it's any day that's set aside to actually rest and to remember and to be thankful for life, health, leisure to rest, all that's beautiful in creation and your relationship with God, and to be thankful. And note here, it tells the person of God, the child of God, observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. It's by doing that, you're doing it for God, but also for yourself in this way. It's a way of showing that you honour the name of God by resting and having a day of rest. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter. So it's not just you. If you're the leader in the family or in the workplace or whatever, it is to honour those and say, no work today, rest, relax, go home to family. Nor make male or female servant, or your ox or donkey, or any of your animals, any other foreign residents in your towns. So people who might not know God but know that you are, tell them to rest, all right? Have a break, have a time to think about God. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. It's a day to remember. We're saved to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Your relationship with God, self, and others is the fourth command. The fifth one, and the remainder of the ones, is now about our relationship with others. And so the fifth one starts to think about, well, okay, it's the family, your relationship with your mother and father. Honour your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. I think I've heard my father-in-law say that to one of my brothers-in-laws, David. It'll go well with you if you listen and obey me as your parent, all right? And so it is. Our parents have wisdom to pass on to us. And parents, we are to pass that on. And we are to honour our father and our mother, not just in words, but in actions and in deeds as well. The last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are about our relationship with others in particular. And you can think about this as the people are moving into the new land. What kind of a nation are they to be? They are to be a nation that doesn't go about murdering other people, just killing people for the heck of killing people. Right? Not committing adultery. Right? About honouring the relationship between husband and wife. God has made us male and female. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall become one. And what God has therefore joined together, let not man pull apart at all. And so there's the honour, the relationship within the home and the family and the relationship. Do not commit adultery. And I love the little illustration there that they had there, reminding us about the impact that that has on children as well too. We forget about that. Because marriage between a husband and wife is really there for the purposes of, according to God's word, is for the rearing and teaching of children, so that they may too honour God. you shall not steal. Again, like the last commandment, helps us to be reminding us about being content with what God has given to us. Right? And you shall not give false testimony against your neighbour. I think that's a better way of understanding that commandment than actually lying. Yes, it includes lying, but it means not gossiping. It means not saying things that are not true about somebody else. You know, and saying only the truth. Do not bear false witness. All these things, and do not covet, is the last one, anything that belongs to others. Be content with what God has given to us and to you in that way. So there's logic in all of the Ten Commandments in terms of reminding God's people that they are blessed to be a blessing, to be an influence in the world. So being in a relationship with God is not merely about a personal relationship with Him only. It's about we have a responsibility to be a blessing to each other, a help to each other, and a help to the world in which we live in. And that'll be as individual as each one of you as you leave from here and go into your workplace, your places of leisure and rest at home, blessed to be a blessing in those places. The commandments are given so as to remind us, here we're just going through them again, God's relationship with you, your relationship with God, your relationship with God's self and others, and your relationship within the family, and your relationship with others in the world around about us. We're on a journey, aren't we? Together, as a family, as God's family, we're on a journey to be with God forever in heaven. We're in that relationship now already. We've started it, and it started at the cross when God sent His Son into the world to die for our sin. He's the one who's made us right with Himself. We can't do that ourselves. Jesus was the one who kept the commandments completely and perfectly on our behalf. So that if we put our trust in Jesus, when He died on the cross and rose again, He's taken the punishment for our sin. He's opened the door to heaven and let us in. And we hear this from God's map, the Bible, as we go on this journey together. May God grant us the grace to persevere in keeping His commandments, mindful that God has kept them for us, and we do so out of love for Jesus, out of saying thank you to Him as His family, His blessed family, to be a blessing to the rest of the world. Colin's going to lead us in a song now. We're going to stay seated and listen to it. I was reminded about this one again on Thursday night at our Bible study. It's God's Map, the Bible. If you know it, you can sing along with Colin as well. But firstly, here's that sentence of Scripture again. Let's say it together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you down, and when you get up.
Colin Buchanan. There.
Whee!
Well, you're gonna get lost, and it won't take long if you don't take a map to kick a tin along. You'll be lost in the scrub quick as can be if you don't take a map to up a gum tree. And if we read God's word, we'll know the way to live for Jesus and obey. We'll only know the way to go if we read God's map, the Bible. It's a winding road, and you're gonna get stuck if you don't take a map to chuck a sack of muck. And if you head out back, you'll meet your match if you don't take a map to hack a bad patch. And if we read God's word, we'll know the way to live for Jesus and obey. We'll only know
same when you go to catch your dingo, or when you take the track to cop a bit of flack, or when you want to be at Yelda Cooey. You can't go wrong if you take your map along. If we read God's word, we'll know the way to live for Jesus and obey. We'll only know the way to go if we read God's map, the Bible. And if we read God's word, we'll know the way to live for Jesus and obey. We'll only know the way to go if we read God's map.
Spend a little time now in prayer, and Erwin's going to come up and help me with this. So Erwin, I'm wondering if you and Vidi would like to come up the front and help me and help us as we lead in prayer. But first, I'll just greet everybody. The Lord be with you again. Up you come, Erwin. Thanks for leading us in prayer, brother. Little man. Here we go.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose Son Jesus Christ shared at a Nazareth the life of an earthly home. Bless our homes, we pray. Help parents to impart the knowledge of you and your love, and children to respond with love and obedience. Heavenly Father, we who believe in you and love you belong also to your family, the Church. Thank you for mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters in the Lord. May your commandments be taught to us and be ever on our hearts. May we talk about them and when we sit at home and when we look along the road, when we lie down and when we get up. May our homes and church be blessed with peace and joy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Manette and Anthony are going to come up and continue to read in prayer too for us. Thanks.
A prayer for SRE scripture. Almighty God, who commanded us to love you with all our mind, look with your gracious favour, we pray, on the teaching of special religious education in our two local schools, Russell Lee and Abbotsford, on those who teach scripture, and upon all those who are Anglican school chaplains in Anglican schools. May the children hear your word, enjoy their lessons, and grow in their relationship with you. Amen.
A prayer for the church. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your family, the church. We thank you especially for this family, Abbotsford Anglican Church, St. Andrews, for those who have been members with us for many years and those who recently joined us. May we grow together in your knowledge and love of you and for one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Join me in saying the prayer that Jesus taught us together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Let's continue in prayer. Scripture reminds us the Lord is compassionate, the Lord is gracious, the Lord is slow to anger, the Lord is abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to the things we do wrong. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Let us acknowledge our failure to serve God as he deserves and return to the Lord with repentance and faith, praying together. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ was sacrificed once and for all to bear the sins of many. God therefore forgives those who look to his Son for mercy. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and sing our next song together, which reminds us of the work of God's Spirit within us to answer that prayer for us.
Spirit, living breath of God.
seat. I'm going to invite the young people up again and get a few of the people from the congregation to ask you a few questions. This is like Insight on ABC or a few of the questions. We've got a few of the congregation queued with a few questions here. So I'm just going to get the microphone ready for mine's the very first one, and my question is, what do you like doing the most, and what interests do you have? Who'd like to answer that one, or you can all answer them if you like. What do you like doing the most, and what interests you? Go to the microphone. Yeah.
Well, I enjoy playing my guitar. I have done guitar for quite a few years now at MGS school. It's in Five Dock. And also, I enjoy playing games on my PS4 sometimes when I get the time, and on my computer. And yeah, I also enjoy hanging out with friends after school and on the weekends.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. That's awesome. No, have you got to answer that one as well? Yeah.
I enjoy playing netball on a Saturday morning with my friends from school, and I also enjoy playing the piano. And I've also started reading a lot in the school holidays, and I've been catching the rays of sun in my backyard with a few cups of hot chocolate.
Sounds good. Morning sunshine. Yeah, it's good. Erwin, what interests you? Bring the microphone down closer to your mouth so we can speak into it.
Yeah, I like playing soccer.
You like playing soccer?
Yeah, because the sport is very active and it's competitive.
Yeah? And I know you like playing something else too. You like playing chess, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a very good chess player. He beat me.
Yeah.
What else interests you, Erwin? Anything else?
Not much.
Oh, that's good. That's right. Thank you. Now, I think I've got Fiona asking the next question. I'll bring it up to Fiona, the microphone, and she can ask you the next one.
I'd like to hear something you've learnt in kids' church this year, please.
I guess I'll go first again. So, yeah, we've all been really learning the same thing because we're all doing it together, but this term, we've been looking at this book. It's got five studies. Each of them is a different part of, like, learning with God, loving like God, forgiving like God does, trusting, and having faith in God. So, yeah, we've all been learning these studies through this term. And, yeah, we've all been doing that together and enjoying it.
Awesome. That's great, Charlie. Yeah. And Naomi, you're in the same group too, aren't you? So you've been doing something similar. And Erwin, you're in the same group as well. That's right. And the little ones, the preschoolers, when they've been here, have been doing the Ten Commandments with those memory verses that are there. All right, now the next question is Coral. Where are you, Coral? Are you here? Where's Coral? Where's Coral? Oh, there she is. Big voice. There
we go. When you pray, what do you talk to God about?
You want to say that one again, of course?
When you pray, what do you talk to God about?
Well, when I talk to God, I would ask for forgiveness from my sins and that he would guide me to make good choices during the day.
Anyone else want to answer that one as well? Bring the microphone down to your mouth. That's it. We want to hear your voice. That's it.
Usually I pray to God, but like thank you, sorry, and please.
Oh, thank you, sorry, and please. Yeah, good ones. All right, and the very last question, I think Tony, I've got, where are you, Tony? Oh, there you are. Excuse me, here's a big...
Now, what things would you like us to pray for you, things we could ask God to help you with? What things would you like us to pray for you, things we could ask God to help you with?
Well, if you have the time and want to pray for me, it would be very nice for you to pray for how I'm doing at school, because subject selections are happening right now. That's very important for me. So so that would be very nice if you could. Thank you.
School and the subjects that he's choosing. This is for Charlie. All right, remember?
I'd like you to pray for the safety of my family and maybe just that I do well in school.
Safety of family and doing well at school. Remember that one as well too. And Erwin, bring that microphone down. That's it.
Can you please pray for me about school camp?
Okay.
Because it's happening in 2 weeks and okay. I just stay 3 days away from home.
All right, school camp and being 3 days away from home. All right. We will pray for Mummy too, all right, and Daddy as well too, all right. I'm wondering if I can put people on the spot. Pray for Charlie, Naomi and Erwin now. Would someone like to pray? I'm happy to do that as well too. Jennifer, thank you. Did you put your hand up? Did you? Okay. Someone like to pray? I'll get Rosemary to pray for Charlie for school, all right?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for Charlie. We thank you for the encouragement that he is in this church family. We pray for him at school. There's such a long road for him ahead in his life, and so we pray that you'll give him wisdom as he chooses his subjects at school. May they be ones that are led by you, and may he honour you in all that he does. Amen.
For Naomi, I'd be happy to pray for you, Naomi, and I'm sure everyone will be also during the week too. Gracious and loving Father, we pray for Naomi, and we thank you too, Father God, that she loves her family and wants them to feel safe. And we also thank you that she loves the school and the gifts that you've given to her as well. And we pray, Father, that you'll continue to work in her life to make her and to continue to work in her to be godly as a young lady. And also, Father, in her school, to be a blessing to those around about her. Give her courage. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And for little Erwin, loving Father God, we thank you for Erwin. We thank you for his faith. We thank you, Father God, that he's going on a camp in a couple of weeks' time. And he's going to be away from home for 3 days. We pray for him to feel courageous. And may he have excitement all the time of his weekend away. May he have lots of fun and be kept safe. And watch over his mum and dad too, that they don't feel lonely without him. And we ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you so much for encouraging us today. It's been a real blessing indeed. Thank you. Please remember those prayer points. And I'm going to be sort of like just to say, look, please, in the weeks coming and you see Naomi and you see Charlie and you see Erwin, please just remember over morning tea, if you see them, grab them as they run past you and just ask, how was camp? How's school? How are you going? All right. Please don't be afraid to do that and to actually ask them. And I'll really appreciate that. I'll turn this off now. Rosemary, would you like to come forward?
Ladies, it's only, 6 days to our Christmas in July. Planning is well and truly underway, so if you want to join us for an evening of fun, fine food and fellowship, we would love to have you there on Saturday the 29th of July. You can pop your name up the back. If you don't have your monies with you today, don't worry about it. Don't panic and think you can't come along, is what I'm saying. But please put your name down. This is an opportunity to invite your friends and your family as well. So if you've got daughters, aunts, grandmas, friends that would like to come along, just pop their names down. Just give us an indication of how many that are coming along. The final numbers will go in this week. So if you do have your monies, you can give it to Young Lan or Heather. And it's going to be a great night. So please join us on Saturday the 29th of July for our Christmas in July.
Good. Just not to be outdone, all right. Men, just to put this in your diary, all right, to start with, we're on the 12th of August, Saturday, it's just, we're having a men's dinner. So it's just a matter of just putting it in your diary, keeping that free at the moment, it's there. Also, next Sunday is the Lord's Supper together, and it'll be a time for us to either come to the table or take of the Lord's Supper from the pews. Remember, it's a time we ought to have the love for God. It's a way of showing this, of saying thank you to God, and also of the thankfulness of being God's family together. And so remember that as we come for that this Sunday. Being mindful again of caring for one another, you'll notice in the news and notes today an answer to the question about what happens if there's a medical emergency in the church. Please, can I encourage you to respectfully read that and be familiar with it. That's what actually will happen if you need to have a medical emergency cared for at that time. Don't do it now, but do it over later on when you get home and you take your bulletin with you. Thank you for giving towards church in this place. The offertory box is at the back, or you can continue to do so via by online. And at the end of the pews, remember that we pay for the scripture books in our schools. The churches do, the two local two, the Presbyterians and the Anglicans. We do budget accordingly, but it would be way of contributing towards that is taking the envelope and putting a gold coin or some further offertory into that and bringing it and placing it in the box, and that'll go towards covering those costs of the books for the children to receive. If you would like prayer after church today, Jeff and Youngland would be most happy to pray for you up the front here after church today. Please stay for morning tea, and we thank you for those who have been involved in preparing it for us this morning. Thanks, Justine. Let's stand and sing our last song together. It's a song that reminds us that God continues to work in his people to make us more and more like Jesus, and he is the one who gains the glory and the praise.
Jesus, I redeemer.
Charlie and Irwin and Vidi and Anthony and Minette, thank you for being part of our family service today. It's been really, really special, as we said it would be at the beginning of church today, having you amongst us here today. Let's say this Bible verse, our sentence of scripture that's set for today together. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ.